Blog Talk Radio.
You. Ready. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and it's time for the world premiere podcast, The Attic.
The Attic
is an urban-based podcast. All founding members are from the beautiful, toxic state of New Jersey. Now, my team, the folks that helped me put together this podcast, I got Big Brother, the Messenger, got my baby sister, and my baby brother. We have Sister Tippy, and we have Nurse Carmen. Now, if you'll give me 60 of your minutes, guaranteed to entertain you. And again, we want to make Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, an event in your podcast life. Every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, we want you tuned into
The Attic.
Yeah, listen to that groove. Oh, I forgot. I thought I was on WBLS and the year was 1982. I was listening. Well, every once in a while,
my goodness.
I get caught up in the Frankie Crocker groove, you know. But anyway, hey, good evening, podcast audience.
Good evening.
It's Wednesday night. It's
good evening.
And welcome to Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio. The premier podcast, The Attic. Again, weekly we like to get together and entertain you. I know the opening soundtrack said 60. We're going to give me 60 of your minutes, but I want to tell you now, I went to a public school in Paterson, New Jersey, and the way I do mathematics, 60 minutes. I'm saying when we break it all down, you know, carry the two, it's going to come out to 30 minutes. 30 minutes, yeah. So that's what we need tonight. 30
wow.
minutes. Yeah, it's kind of that kind of night tonight.
We're going to use some new math.
30 minutes of Paterson is enough.
See? See why here come all the Paterson cracks, man. Paterson is a beautiful place to grow up if you have no other choice.
Yeah. 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
See? All right, man.
Yeah.
So it's just not the same anymore, huh?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. So we can't go to Eastside High School and go to the lunchbox for sandwiches like we used to. Hey, but anyway.
I'm safe in Beirut.
Go to the park. Now, them days is over.
See, you know what? Hold on 1 second before we go into the show. Let's have a quick Paterson moment. Do anybody other than myself remember when we used to go to high school and we would go to school and, like, go up to, was it school 15 and just play basketball all day? Like we were professional athletes. Do anybody remember that other than me? We go up there and play. Was it school 15 on the hill?
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. We get up and go to school and go play basketball all day. Leave school 15, go to high school, get your lunch period in, get you some rest, and then go play ball again. Those was the good old days, I guess, man.
That's why you're mad for us then, bruh. That's why they're mad for us then.
So, but I get, and now
I'm stuck on you going to high school.
See? But it becomes so clear why certain things are the way they are. And this was the pre-Joe Clark era. See, I had the gray one, Mr. Klein. Yeah, that was my man. But anyway, and you remember Mr. Klein?
It was a more simpler time.
Yeah, it was. It really was, man. But here
high
we go.
High school in the 50s?
Somebody check that mic, hot mic, in the 50s. She said high school's in the 50s. That would make me.
No, it wasn't that far back.
I'd be running with Moses, man. No, my high school.
Yeah, it wasn't that far back.
Yeah.
No, this was in the 70s.
80s. Yeah, yeah. I graduated 77.
70s, 80s.
No way you're claiming 80s. No way you're claiming 80s.
Listen, people, let me explain something to you. Trying to put back the time don't work.
All right. Well, watch this. On that
you're getting
note,
old. You're getting old, isn't it? You're getting old and carry on.
Not getting old. We've just been here longer. I don't like to get old. But anyway, yeah, we just been here longer. But anyway, we've been here so long. Here go the segue. We've been here so long that remember
how
when
how long we've been here?
Yeah, we've been here for a minute in this flashback.
Yeah, this year we flash it back. Are we coming out of it?
Well, come on.
All right. Hey, remember when college kids went to college and they just went to school on scholarships? Again, it was definitely the university raping the athlete monetarily and for publicity. I guess raping was a very accurate term, but it was a university raping these athletes. But now the tides have changed, and college athletes are now going to be allowed to get paid. I mean, not like a professional contract for playing collegiate sports. And what I just want to get a feeling on what everybody feels about that. Do you think they should make money?
No, because the education that they assume that they take it all in. The education is payment enough. Without that scholarship, they'll be on the street collecting apples.
But you know what? Okay. And watch this. Now that's a point. Or without them going to that school, that might be $4 or $5 million less that school gets in. Because again, now we have to remember this. We're talking about collegiate athletes. You get those big D1 schools, D1 schools, your Alabamas, your Ohio States. They have programs that are probably equal to professional programs. So they are making money. They're making a lot of money. No, they're
nobody
making
says
a lot
they're
of
not.
Money. Huh? You know,
nobody says athletes. They're not making money. But what is that money being used for?
Spread
not socking away in a vault?
Educating
children.
No, you're paying college coaches, $5-6 million? No, I'm just saying pay those student athletes. Again, they are getting education. Well, again, let's just keep it 100. Are they really getting education? Now, let me say this. Today's athletes are coming out more educated. But come on, can I take it back in the day one time, baby brother? Can I get some music to take me back in the day?
You gotta set that up though, but
anyway,
yeah, sure, why not?
Never mind, man.
you caught me off
guard, this, man.
I know. Hold on. You want the flashback?
No, but you gave it just too late now. Watch this. I forgot the moment. No, but remember back in the day, athletes didn't get paid, and I'm saying now the amount of money that they help bring into universities, I don't think it should be a dollar for dollar even. I'm talking about maybe if you're one of the top athletes in school, I'm saying maybe you get a, and I'm being for real, maybe you get an apartment with a vehicle, with a meal plan, and maybe a couple hundred dollars your way. That's what I'm talking about. Something real meager.
But where does it stop? So now high school kids are winning their, you know, regionals or their states, so now maybe they get paid? I mean, come on.
Well,
does it stop?
Brother Messenger.
Here's the thing, though. Yes. They're not talking about paying them. What they're saying is if they can go out there and earn some money on their own, they can do that. But
most of them dudes are in apartments off campus anyway.
And they deserve it.
I bet you about 30% of the football team in Ohio State lives off campus.
Okay, but
right,
let's go.
They live,
if they're strictly amateur college players, Who the hell is paying for the Memphis apartment?
What we have to understand also here is you say where does it stop at, but where does it stop at for those colleges that are, as I said, raking in these millions and millions of dollars off the work of these people? And you say, well, they get an education, but you got to understand, of those that get an education, of a fifth of the 100 that go, only 25 is really getting an education. And those 25, 90% of the time, are the ones who really don't get to play. So they ain't got no choice but to get the education. But the stars, they have the tutors that come by and help them when it comes time for a test and stuff. But they don't really get the education as if they were an everyday student, because their job there is to practice and to play. And when you're in those divisional schools, you're hardly never at school because you're always traveling. So for them to be doing all of that,
your paint was a big brush.
Okay, but let me hit you with this right here for a minute. Okay, but let me hit you with this right here for a minute. Okay, one of the pros for getting collegiate athletes paid, it gives them what they deserve. In Business Insider last week, there was an article that stated it is estimated. It is estimated that the University of Louisville has the most valuable players at $1.72 million per year based on the program's $45.6 million in annual revenue. Overall, the average Division I player is worth about $170,000 per year in the 351 Division I basketball programs. So I'm just saying, if that's the kind of money they're raking in, and yes, pay these players. And to go to what Sister Tippy said earlier about high school, it's already happening in high school. Brother Messenger, do we not know high school families who got relocated so that in a house so that their son could play for St. Anthony's or play for – I mean, so this has been going on already. I'm sure it's on a much grander scale now, but they've been recruiting in high school like that, man. So I'm just simply saying, if that college player is bringing that kind of paper in, then show him some love. If go ahead.
The college players, they get stipends, they get food, they get allowances. It just flies in the face. It just flies in the face of what college and college ball is about. Just because the university is making money doesn't mean it has to trickle down. That isn't the nature of business.
Okay. Oh, watch this. That's the nature of business, but that might not be the nature of universities. And let me say this to you. If the universities, and I know this might sound biased, if they're making monies or getting grants from other science projects, no, I say that money don't trickle down. But I say for that athlete that's going out there doing what they do to bring that kind of money into the university, I don't know, man. And again, I'm not saying you get a paycheck. This should be a lot of extra things done to you or done for you that kind of compensates you. Not equally, not fairly, but just a little bit more. That's all I'm saying.
Again, you're just opening,
for instance,
you're opening
the health
yourself
plan,
up. You're opening
hold
your
on,
health
hold on.
Coverage that most people.
Wait, 1 minute. Go ahead, Sister Tibby.
You're opening yourself up to all kinds of situations. You're going to have kids that are going to jump out of college that go to the pros if they can. You're opening yourself up to all those NCAA violations. There's going to be
all that is going on already. I'm saying we have
it,
all.
That doesn't make it right.
No, but once again, okay. I'm just saying, in my opinion, that if they're getting that kind of money off of these kids playing, especially, and watch this, and the reason I feel like that more so in sports than anything else is a lot of these kids are in school. Now, again, it is the culture is changing, but a lot of these kids are in school not for academics, but because they can play ball, and that is their life. Now, we could talk about, well, we have to get them in classes or whatever, but let's talk reality. So if that is my life,
dues.
And I'm, and
pay
huh?
Your dues. pay your dues.
Wow. Now,
you know,
okay,
you don't
but
get to be
no.
king of the hill just on day
no.
one.
If I can play ball like that, yes, I do.
But, right, and that's why
you're
they're there, because they already paid their dues.
No, oh, I have a question there.
See,
I have a question there.
Who said the 5-4?
I go to the University of Maryland. The University of Maryland is paying me $25 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame comes along and says, I'll give you $125. That frees me to go from point A to point B. Do you know what will happen?
What?
You'll have a price war on your hands. Bidding war on your hands.
Next thing you know,
we have
the Yankees got flying championships.
Yeah, well, again, go ahead, Messenger. That's how important it is.
That's the only thing that disturbs me when we say that, no, they shouldn't, but then everybody else can. They're constantly raising season tickets. They cost crazy amounts of money. All of this money is being generated, and because they got, you say, quote, unquote, they're getting an education, that's enough.
But the kids don't pay for
you,
it.
What,
the alumni pay that kind of money. You go to school, you get a free seat. Or say change
that?
It.
Yeah.
You go to college, you get into those things free. It's the alumni that pays the big bucks.
But all I'm
yes,
saying.
But what I'm saying. If you
I'm
get
sorry,
into
go
it
ahead.
Free, it's and okay that you. It's okay that you get into it free. That game, you get into a football game, but you got to get. You got to get into the basketball game because that's what you're playing for. But none of the college students get in free. They're charging. They're paying them for
that's
tuition.
That's part of your tuition.
Right, but see, you're telling me that if you go to a job tomorrow and that guy pays you $5 an hour, and no matter what happens going forward, that you can't get a raise because you agreed to $5.
If I sign a contract, of course. If I sign a contract at $5, then it's my tucker, not the owner's. It's my behind.
And if I have an opportunity to renege or redo the contract, don't do it because I signed it.
Hey, listen,
you can redo
let me get
a
in
contract.
Here for a quick minute, y'all. What I'm simply saying is, and then we're gonna go ahead and move a little bit because I see we can stay here for longer than I want to. All I'm saying is, if you are bringing in millions, and we're talking about athletic programs, then I think that some of that money should be passed along to the athletes. Or once again, even if the school gives the athlete nothing, that athlete should be allowed to go out and do commercials for that university jersey that they're wearing. No.
With that, I don't have a problem.
No, going to the game becomes cost prohibitive. Right now, Ohio State tickets, cheap tickets, are $60 a seat. Cheap tickets. So you're going to start paying the athletes. You're bringing in this money. It's got to come from somewhere. It comes from the people who are paying to see the athletes, their friends, their family, all of them.
Not everybody
gets free tickets. Absolutely. Supply and demand.
It's not about
that's cool. That's correct. But think about it. How many seats? You got like 20,000 seats in an arena. You got 20,000 seats
we
in an arena. And if you're cheap.
110,000 in the shoe.
Oh, well, okay. I was referring to basketball per se. But anyway, whatever
I
it
apologize.
Is. Just think about that. No, it's all right, dear. 100,000 seats, and you're charging people $25 to $50 a seat, and you know that there are some seats that are way more than that. That is a whole lot of money being generated on a constant basis that the college are just soaking up. Like, for instance, as somebody mentioned earlier, a coach is getting paid $5 million. $5 million
absolutely.
To coach
have,
these guys.
And
so
now you don't
want to
pay the coach.
Positions and facilities, you can't. If you start paying athletes, those tickets are going to be $100. Absolutely,
well,
it is.
No,
all the physicians
you know what?
On the staff, the athletic trainers, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Well, okay, once again, I think they'll let that athlete.
You won't be able to afford to go to the game to watch your athlete play.
Okay. I disagree. So we just got a point, counterpoint. I think, once again, you don't have to give the athlete an even share of the money. I'm not saying split all your profits with them.
I agree with
but,
you.
Okay, but I think that, you know what? Let me say this to you. They are already doing it. Now it just becomes kind of legal.
That doesn't make it right.
But I'm just
right.
saying make
and
it legal.
Pie is finite. You can only get so much out of the pie. Make those pieces as small as you want. You can only get so much.
Universities are getting rich.
The way
give it back.
Right. The way it is right now, the university is getting the entire pie. They're getting 80% of the pie.
What do they?
Hey, you know what?
Some of them schools, they keep it supports sports that don't make any kind of money. It supports
absolutely.
The tennis team.
I can go watch a volleyball game. I can watch a volleyball
the curling team, whatever they got.
You know what?
The only ones that make money, is the football, basketball, and maybe the baseball. All those other sports don't make money. Tennis team doesn't make money.
The same way you pick a career that ain't making money, then you got to deal with it.
Let me say this, and we're going to move on to our president real quick. This is what happens.
You can't pay the athletes.
Pay them athletes, get them athletes some money. Hey, but anyway, listen, let's get down. Pay them athletes. Let's get
then
down
gonna,
to what.
Okay, if you're going to pay them, then you're going to pay all of them. You can't do it.
Yes. Yeah. No, you can. Yeah. Watch this. Those guys who are just there to be there because they want to take a team picture, they know they don't have no network
what?
On that level. No, but anyway. Oh, come on. Wait a minute. See,
what
we can't even get to the. Wait, hold on. We can't get to the president right now. Everybody on the team, because you make the team, there are different levels. That's why everybody don't start. Now, if you're not a starter and you're on the bench, you don't expect to get the money that the starter gets. Come on now. If the starter's
that's
only
true,
getting.
But the whole point. The reason you have Division I-A ball is because it's a moneymaker, it's a generator. It supports the other programs in the university. You're going to pay $150 to go watch the Buckeyes football team, but you're going to pay $6 to watch women's volleyball. Come on, you can't fund volleyball just on volleyball tickets alone. You can't. It doesn't work like that.
What this? What you sound amped about this? Okay, listen. I don't care. I still say those athletes should get a piece of that pie. We can just disagree on that.
I say they don't. Okay,
I say
they don't.
Watch this.
Let me ask you this. Can I say just one last thing? Can I just say one last thing, please? Regarding
go ahead, man.
That, if you're a salesman and you sell extra amount of stuff, you get more of a bonus than the secretary
absolutely, but
or
I'm
than
not
the
a college student.
But
it's
a job. We're looking at it as a
it's,
but it's a job
to college
them.
And playing football is not a job.
Sister Tippy, listen. You know what? Wait a minute. I understand where the disconnect is. I get it.
Yes, you're
think,
wrong.
Just agree to disagree. Just agree to disagree.
No. You think
I agree with that.
You think that college students go to college, they go to class, they play football, and that's it. They are already getting paid under the table a lot of money. And everything that we're actually talking about giving them, trust and believe me, the university already gives that to them, but now it comes from the alumni. But they already get this. So this ain't a pure sport that we're talking about, let's mess it up. This what we're talking about legalizing is what already actually takes place in
and
the sport.
That is
now,
your question was, should the athletes be paid legally? Wasn't that your question?
And I still say yes.
No.
Okay.
And I say
now,
no.
Let's talk
that's
about our president.
Disagree.
Let's talk about our president and his we got 5 minutes
and we will
to
agree
go in.
To let's agree to agree.
All right, we got 5 minutes to go in on our president. Y'all better leave me alone right now. I was talking about music. Don't let me play the FDR. I'm at the FDT. But anyway, let's talk about our president trying to stay afloat. I mean, what's going on with him right now? Do you think he ought to just wave the white flag and just say, look, okay, you got me. Hey, guys, you got me. What you think his move should be right now?
His ego won't let him do it.
He won't do it.
All right.
His ego won't let him do it. But I'm talking the elections in Kentucky and Virginia. He might be a little bit. I heard him tweet to them much today about what happened.
They've been working
Kentucky
on this shit for 3 years, trying to get him. We ain't gonna solve this in 4 minutes.
But they're gonna get him. They're gonna get him. His own people are starting to turn on him. They're gonna get him.
I agree with that. They're going to get him. They're going to slow walk him down. They're going to get him.
Yeah, well, the election definitely didn't go his way. Well, they didn't go the Republicans' way anyway.
Well,
so
I
think this is a wake up. I think this is going to have a lot of those other Republicans looking long and hard at the fact, do they continue to keep backing him or, you know, what do they do?
Now, they're going to have to make that. Go ahead, brother.
Isn't that what going public is all about? Put them senators in front of the camera, in front of the people, and you present the evidence.
You're coming in really broken up there. But I hear you. Okay. But now they got the Republicans have got to decide. Watch this. One or two things. If we do the right thing, we're probably going to lose our seats. But if 45 is the nut that we think he is, if we back him to the end, we're going to be all right. Because I believe he's going to be all right. That's what I'm thinking. That's the decision they got to make in the Republican camp.
Lived long enough to maintain a faith in the American people that we'll wise up.
Yeah, I think so. But the damage that he's done already, it's going to take a minute to but I really do believe. Watch this. Everything can be fixed eventually.
Thank you.
You know, we're still trying to fix some things from the 60s and the 50s. We're working on it.
Absolutely.
I mean, everything can be fixed.
When you were in high school?
Right after high school.
That's one of the pitfalls of a democracy. It takes a little bit longer. But it'll happen. What it took from 1865 to 1965.
It don't take
how long
everybody
that 100
long.
Years.
It don't take years. Everybody long. Yeah, the long process
yeah,
ain't for everybody.
Dictatorship. It takes paper. Not a dictator.
No, we're not.
The thing with this Ukraine thing is, every time they, have somebody come in to give their statements, you just keep finding out more and more stuff, and you know, other people that are involved. It's just deep. Much to it.
That man don't think that there was nothing wrong, and again, you could tell by his talk when he talked. He don't think that there was anything wrong with him asking those foreign governments to investigate Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton. He don't see that as being wrong. So if he don't
the fact
see
he
that,
doesn't be more doesn't make it not wrong.
No, we know it's wrong for the president to do that. I mean, that's part of the impeachment process. But that's an impeachment violation. A violation that's impeachable, but he don't understand that.
Did anybody hear that his son gave up the name of the whistleblower? Donald Jr., Trump Jr., you gave the name of the whistleblower. Did anybody hear anything about that?
Well, see,
no,
How would he find out? That's why they call him
Supposedly a few of them know. I think Hannity from Fox News.
Ah,
you said
Hannity,
you knew who
Hannity,
it was.
Hannity. Leave me alone with Hannity. By the way, before you close, could I recommend a movie on Netflix?
Go ahead, OG.
Another
nobody
one.
Will tell you no.
Yeah, we discussed that one already, Daddy.
No,
oh, yeah,
go ahead.
You did
OG,
that movie.
American Son. American Sun. Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. My bad. Hey.
No, but
that's
see,
right.
It's
so good.
But it sounds so much, you know, tougher when it comes from original OJ. So American Son, that's the movie.
That's yeah, that's the movie.
American
I'm calling it now. Queen Latifah as Pearl Bailey. That's her Oscar award right there. Queen Latifah as Pearl Bailey.
Hey, but think about
I
this.
Don't know she, I don't know if she can play Pearl.
But think about this real quick.
I think she might be able to pull it off.
Our 30 minutes has come and gone, and we are about to shut this podcast down. I do thank you all for joining Haj to Haj on
Everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody had another question.
So I do thank you all for joining. Why the Patterson got to come at me right now? I'm just trying to do a simple. I'm just trying to close the show. You know what that was like? That was like we'd be in church on Sunday, and we think the song is over, and here come brothers, here come shouting Chester, boy. He got one more verse. What the? Go act like it's just me.
Oh,
come back there with me. But anyway,
I appreciate you
joining Block Talk Radio, and we want Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. Your podcast time to be filled with Haj to Haj. So let's say good night, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
It's
good
over
night.
When I say it's over. Niggas just hung up.